North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This whole world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try.
Lift you with all I have. He will lift you when things turn bad. I wanna hold you close again, just to ease this burning pain. Footprints washed away, where we once walked hand. Photo of you on the wall, and your letters in the drawer. I remember how you set my heart on fire, burning with sheer desire. Your light that burns so bright is fading into the night.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can join us today as we travel across the pond to Bournemouth, England. I have on the line with me right now Ron Delmar, and he reached out about some new music that he has come out with, and I started playing the music and I really enjoyed it, and I wanted Ron to be able to share about his music. I wanted him to be able to tie his music into things that he values, things that are important to him. As you know, When you listen to The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers. We're sharing stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And there are differences that we can make, not just in our local community, but across the world. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ron Del Mar.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure being on your show. Very much so.
Glad to have you. And as I'm thinking about the songs that you have written, how long have you been a songwriter, musician, singer?
As a singer, professional guitarist for many, many years. I started out in South Africa, which is where I'm from originally. Then I moved over to England, and I started playing in London. And then I moved down to Bournemouth, and I played over there. But also, I lived in Ireland, and I was living in Dublin. I was doing a lot of gigs there, and also in Scandinavia, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, and Finland. I've also played on cruise ships sailing around the world. So I've been doing it for a long time. And I've been writing on and off for many years. You know, sometimes there are gaps, maybe a year, 2 years, where I haven't written at all. But that's my sort of musical history.
Well, Ron, does music go back to your childhood? Did you have someone who influenced you early on to think about life in a musical way?
I come from a very artistic family. My mother she wrote a lot of short stories, and my father was born in England, and my grandmother, she was a stage actress. So there's a lot of sort of to do with the entertainment or to do with that side of the business. It's very strongly rooted in the family. But somehow I think I'm the only one that is the musician of the family. Everybody else in the past have been writers and architects and artists. So I'm the only one that is actually a singer-songwriter.
That's incredible, Ron, to think about your family history and how it ties into what you're doing today. What we learn early builds a passion within us, and that's a good example for people listening right now, is to think about the impact that you have on a young person early on, that you can be an influence for good. You can be an influence with the talents that you have. It opened the doors, it sounds like, for you, Ron.
I've been doing it for many, many years, and it's hard to explain, but it's just something that I can't really do anything else, although I've done a lot of other things in life, you know. I actually lived in Los Angeles and Boulder, Colorado for a while as well. So I had to do different types of work, but I've always been drawn back to to playing music. And that is basically my happiness in life, if I can put it that way.
I like that very much. And I was going to ask you, as far as your music being in the United States and people here in the States hearing your music, has that been something that you've been able to get your music across, other than just today when you're talking to me here on The Mark White Show?
I've tried. As you know, it's a very, very difficult a business to be in. I have had in the past one or two songs, but we're going back a little bit in time, played on a radio station in Boulder, Colorado. That was one song. But I never, you know, when I lived in Los Angeles, I was never able to. I tried to form a few bands in Los Angeles. I was living out in the Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan Beach area, which is the south coast of Los Angeles. And I tried to get to start a few bands out there, but it was very difficult. I love American, especially, you know, I love the country music. You know, Neil Young, and I'm a big Neil Young fan, and especially the country music. I love the honesty of the acoustic vocal. America is a very, very interesting country for me when it comes to music, very much so.
Well, I've had Don McLean on The Mark White Show before, and of course he sang American Pie.
Don McLean,
and Crystal Gayle's been on the show, and Shenandoah. I don't know if you've heard of Shenandoah, Marty Rabin. That's country music, and there's a lot of people out there, Graham Brown, and they've been an influence on my life as well. That country music sound has always influenced me and my taste in music, and one of the singers that I actually thought about when I listened to your music was Christopher Cross.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. He did I think it was the theme tune to Arthur. Remember the Arthur, the movie?
Yes, I do, I sure do. It tends to lend itself to people who, if they were influenced by music in, say, even the 70s and 80s,
there's a 70s, 80s American music feel to your songs. Each one I listened to, it kind of took me back about 30 years in my life.
Oh, is that so? That's interesting. That's interesting. And I do like the music from that time, very much so. I love acoustic music. I'm very, very, a very big fan and very fond of like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and, the West Coast. And I really enjoy that kind of music. And when I grew up in South Africa, I used to listen to a lot of, because I mean, South Africa is very influenced by American and English music. I used to listen to that stuff. I really enjoyed it. I played in a lot of places in South Africa as well. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's universal. You know, it's really sort of a worldly kind of music.
Well, that's the thing about music, Ron, is everybody listens to something like a piece of art. When they see it, everybody can see something different. When they hear the music, they can feel something different. They can experience something different. And each person can take that song and it means something different to them than another person. So I think that's something that's very special about music and art, is that we can interpret it in the way that we want to.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Yeah, what would we do without music?
That is a great question, and I don't want to think about that.
Definitely not at all, no.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about the songs that are out that you've released so far. Let's even talk about one of the songs in particular that has some special meaning when it comes to South Africa, okay?
Okay, very much so.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to singer, songwriter, musician Ron Delmar, and he is in Bournemouth, England. We're glad to have him on the Mark White Show today to talk about his music. We've brought it across the pond here to the States, and as he mentioned, he's lived in the United States in a couple of different places. He's been around. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Ron Delmar. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
In the heat of the summer skies, and do you feel there's a world out there for you, and there's pride in your soul, and there's joy in your heart? Oh, the change of times have come at last.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you all can join us today as I talk to Ron Delmar in Bournemouth, England. Now, Ron reached out and he has some songs that he has written, and he asked about maybe his music being played on the Mark White Show. A lot of times I've had musicians, singers, songwriters on the show, and I typically try to tie a message into the music. Is there an organization? Is there a foundation? Is there something that's recognized within the song, within the music, where it's an impact to make a difference? And of course, that's what the show's about, is recognizing difference makers, sharing stories to encourage and inspire. And we even heard some of Ron's early history with his own family being in the entertainment industry and that having an influence on him. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ron Delmar.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
One of the songs that we talked about briefly as we were talking back and forth on Messenger is Road to Gold. You had a special meaning behind this song. Share with listeners about Road to Gold and what that song means to you.
Yes, very much so. Well, I grew up in South Africa during the apartheid years, and I left many years ago, and actually I went and I lived in America for a while, and then I came to England, and I remember going and I quite often I'd go back to South Africa, you know, every year, every 2 years, and I was back in South Africa. I just kind of felt the need to write a song, and I came up with the melody and the chord structure and all that. And I was kind of thinking to myself, I don't know what I'm going to write about, you know, because sometimes, you know, to get the lyrics can be quite difficult. And I was walking in a place called East London, which is on the east coast of South Africa. And this was just after the apartheid had fallen, it was the new South Africa. And I was walking down the road and I saw this young African little kid, and he was... I don't know where he obviously was coming from school, and he was possibly going home. But I sort of wrote the song, I don't know where you come from, but I saw this young kid, and I thought to myself, take this back, you know, maybe 5-10 years, this young little kid wouldn't have had the opportunity in South Africa because of the apartheid. But now with the new South Africa, he has the opportunity to go to school, educate himself, go to university and become something worthy in life. And this is what the song is all about. It's about hope, opportunity, and which for the African kids in South Africa when I was growing up, they didn't have that, but now they do. And that is sort of the way I thought of the song when I wrote the song. That it was a song of hope for everybody, actually everybody in South Africa, and actually everybody in Africa and everybody around the world, that hope is very important, and that's basically what the song's all about.
Well, you know, Ron, as I think about what you're telling me, and I think about that boy that you saw those many years ago, and you say this is what it specifically was about, was the South African children and the hopes and dreams that they have and the possibility of them being able to live out those hopes and dreams. And then we think about expanding to across the world, and we have children in the same situation who, even in America, even in the United States, if they don't have their parents, if they don't have caretakers, people that love them, even in the land of opportunity, as we say here in the United States, there are not as many opportunities for those children. And when we look at what we can do as individuals to try to help them, to be there for them, then it really does put a lot of responsibility on us, if we're willing to accept it, to try to help those young people along in their life.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I quite agree with you. And unfortunately, I've traveled a lot in life. I've been very, very fortunate, and I've worked on, you know, on cruise ships and as a singer guitarist for a big American company, and I've sailed around the world, and I do a lot of backpacking, and I've been to about 100 countries. It's quite, I don't know.
Incredible.
One of those things that I really enjoy. Yeah, I know. I love traveling, and I love culture, and I love people. And I've seen some, you know, I've seen in places where people don't have opportunities, and I've seen in places where people are begging on the streets. And I look at them and I think to myself, well, they will be there in 20 years' time, maybe 30 years' time, because there's no opportunities, there's nothing for them. And that saddens me. And I suppose that's just the way the life is, isn't it? I don't know.
Back in 2019, I was able to travel with my cousin to Barcelona, Spain, and I actually did a show in Barcelona, and I would record street musicians, their music, and then also a gentleman who had actually been a drug addict, and he had been able to overcome that, and he got a job with the government, and he was doing very well. So I was able to go over, my cousin translated for me. It was really a privilege to be able to sit there with someone who had a different culture, had a different upbringing than my own, but to be able to connect with them and understand that their challenges are our challenges. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. We all have the same feelings. Yeah. We get sad. We get angry. We have joy. We have happiness. There's all these different emotions that we experience, and that's human nature, and that's all humanity.
Very much so. Very much so. I quite agree with you. And for me, you know, when I do travel around the world, and I come across, as everybody's the same, you know, everywhere in the world, we all strive to be something in life, but unfortunately, in some countries, it doesn't allow you to do that. I was in India, and I love the Indian way of life. I've been to Southeast Asia, South America, Central America. And I love those countries because their culture is so unique and interesting. And there's always a story behind every person.
Ron, one of the things that I want to do is make sure that during this conversation, I connect listeners with you and your music, because I want them to be able to experience your music. And I want you to be able to open up that door and say, this is how you find Ron Delmar.
Well, I'm on YouTube. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm also on Reverb Nation. Yeah, so I'm on quite a few of those sites as well. You know, there's so many of them. Yeah, but I'm on a few. Yeah, that's pretty much so. Yeah.
We've enjoyed your music today, Ron. I've enjoyed hearing your music. As a matter of fact, people have been able to hear some of your music today, Ron, and I hope that they will connect with you and Ron Delmar Music. And I appreciate the fact that you reached out to me and that we can share your music today. And I hope that people will connect and find the joy that I found in listening to your music, buddy.
Oh, Mark, you're very, very kind. Thank you very much for contacting me. It's been a real joy. Oh, thank you very much. I mean, I really appreciate it. It's been lovely talking to you as well. I really, thank you very much.
We appreciate Ron Delmar joining us from Bournemouth, England today here on The Mark White Show. You know, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire, and that includes some good music. So I hope that you will check out Ron Delmar. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.